You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, welcome to hour number two. It's already been a full show so far. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth on with us a few minutes ago. We're in number one of the triple dipper that I call the politics of asphalt. Y'all, I am not kidding. You would be shocked and amazed at how much politics goes into just the laying of a road surface. Unbelievable. Well, one of the biggest fights going on in our state right now, something that's already required legal action and all of it, is what is being called the Baldwin County Bridge Project. Some are calling it the Cooper Bridge Project. But it's the Alabama Department of Transportation kind of in a major fuss with a company called BCBC, which is the Baldwin County Bridge Company. They have a toll bridge. It's been there for a number of years. And now a new bridge is being proposed and actually is under contract with, you know, major tax dollars involved. And you have to look at this and think, I don't think this came together very well. And I also wonder, how did an unelected bureaucrat like John Cooper get this much leeway to spend hundreds of millions of dollars without even the governor's buy-in? All that to say, I've got State Senator Chris Elliott on the line right now. Senator Elliott represents the Baldwin County area. He hails from Senate District 32, been in office since 2018, now serving in his second term. State Senator Chris Elliott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day here in South Alabama.
Well, we appreciate it, and thanks for making time for us, man. And so you guys just had the Labor Day weekend, major tourism opportunity there for the folks in South Alabama that you serve. And this bridge company thing, Lord, it's got tentacles.
It does. Talk to us about it. It's high drama, and it's been going on for about half as long as the toll bridge has been here. Many folks from around the state are familiar with the Baldwin Beach Express and the Foley Beach Express that goes into Orange Beach and crosses the toll bridge there. That's been around for about 20 years, and for about half of that lifespan, the State Department of Transportation has been threatening, if you will, to build another bridge very close to the existing toll bridge. So certainly within sight, about a mile away down the canal, if the toll bridge company did not do what the State Department of Transportation wanted them to do, which was essentially figure out a way to get more traffic off of Highway 59 over the Holmes Bridge that goes into Gulf Shores. That's one of the two ways onto the island here in South Alabama. So they worked on an agreement that I thought got awfully close to saving the state a whole bunch of money. The details of that agreement, real quick, just because I think it's worth saying, would have given free passage for all Baldwin County residents to go over the tolls, so that helps with our workforce and our locals, and it would have doubled the capacity of the bridge by putting in an additional two lanes, and it would have significantly increased the toll gantry itself to allow more traffic to come through. One of the things the Department of Transportation insisted on was a bunch of cash on the front end, Phil, and this is what I thought was kind of dubious. A bunch of cash on the front end for the county and for Gulf Shores and a little bit for Orange Beach, but tens and tens of millions of dollars. And in exchange for that, the toll company in one of their offerings, the latest offering, wanted about a 50-year moratorium on building a new bridge. Now, understandably, the state building a new bridge, a competitive bridge, understandably, that was too long. But I think that was driven by cash up front out of the bridge company's pocket for nothing, right? And they had to be able to recoup that somehow or another. And so I think the DOT just really left the table too soon. I think we were close to a deal. I think if the governor had been informed about it by the Department of Transportation, I think it certainly could have saved the state several hundreds of millions of dollars. And look, you're a senator, I'm a senator. Nobody's going to argue with the state spending a whole bunch of money, hundreds of millions of dollars in your district. But at the same time, you got to wonder, as a taxpayer, is there a better, more efficient way to do this? I think in this case, there probably was.
Well, so, yeah, you make several great points there, and the backdrop of what you described is good for the listeners to hear. But let me ask you this, too, Senator. So my understanding is the governor had very little input over this major project, hundreds of millions of dollars. And the lawsuit that was filed by the current bridge company says that the new bridge, which I didn't think they could do this, but the new bridge was approved without public input, without traffic studies, without proving the bridge could actually do what they say it would do. And so your thoughts on that. Did ALDOT do its part the way it was supposed to?
Look, without a whole lot of additional work to actually connect this bridge to the Baldwin Beach Express so that the traffic can get there. And let's be clear, in the project that's currently authorized and the construction that's currently going, there's nothing in there about connecting it to the Baldwin Beach Express, the Foley Beach Express. And so without additional work, again, tens and tens of millions of dollars, probably $46 or $60 million, this won't, in my opinion, really alleviate the problem. You know, you mentioned the prolonged legal fight. This has been through a circuit judge in Montgomery County who really lambasted the ALDOT director. And then all the way to the state Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court, I will say, I think acted correctly in saying that the state has absolute immunity and can do whatever it wants to do. But it didn't really take issue with any of the findings of the lower court that really put a lot of heat on the ALDOT director. And it left in place the opportunity for the bridge company to sue for inverse condemnation, which, again, may cost tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars additionally in an inverse condemnation claim.
Yeah, and I guess I also got to feel bad for Scott Bridge Company, which is the company that won the contract to build the new bridge. And the reality is they're fully committed, and now they're snarled up in something not of their own creation that potentially has legal implications that they could wind up having to deal with, all because the way this project was put together just feels like something that was not well thought out or executed in the usual, fine legal standard that we would expect.
Well, and not just that, Phil, but that proceeded with intransigence, despite the fact that there were folks all over the place sending up flares and red flags saying, Governor, please, we need to look at this again. I mean, I just think there's probably a more efficient way to do it, and I don't think this is over yet. I mean, what's happened here recently is in reaction to this, the bridge company has increased its tolls, which everybody knew was going to happen.
Yep.
This is a private entity that's essentially going to be put out of business by the government. They're going to get as much money as they can. I don't think, you know, my local folks are certainly upset about that, but they also understand the market, right? They're being put out of business by the governor. The government, they can, maybe the governor too. They're going to get what they can get while they can. And in the meantime, that's going to cause toll avoidance. It's going to put more traffic in Gulf Shores and create more of a traffic nightmare over there. And my issue is how this is executed or was executed by the Department of Transportation singularly, with very little input from the locals, certainly without agreement from the locals, to do something that's going to impact traffic here for half a decade without any relief, and probably by making it worse.
Well, and so let me ask you this kind of in closing. Where's the governor on all this? I mean, beforehand, it felt like maybe she didn't know, but I have every belief that you and other members of the local delegation, mayors of the cities, town council, local civil engineers and otherwise, probably all, like you said, sent up red flags and flares. And now that she's keenly aware because the state's been through litigation, what is the governor saying about this?
You know, the only thing I've heard publicly from the governor is she said that she hopes the judiciary would stay in their lane. And I think that has to do more with Judge Poole's decision at the Montgomery circuit level than anything else. And that, to me, seems to underscore, her assertion that the state can do whatever it wants, regardless of the implications. And while she may be right, according to the Constitution of the state of Alabama, we the taxpayers are left to foot that bill, and we the taxpayers are left to deal with the transportation problems that result from that. I'll do it however I want to, with or without your input.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be the dichotomy between what's legal and just what's right, and nothing about this passes the true smell test. I'm not a fan of toll bridges. I don't like to have to pay a toll. I mean, I like going to the beach, and I'll pay the toll to get there, but did most recently. But I'll just say that there's something about the way this thing came together, man. It just smacks of not being right, and legal or not, it just smacks of not being right. Hey, Senator Elliott, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Phil. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too, man. Sounds like he's getting the beach breezes while we're down there talking. Baldwin County is a beautiful area, too. It just really is. And so here's the thing. We're going to take a break, but I'm going to come back, take some text messages. I mean, the text lines are open if you want to text in, 833-687-4448. But, yeah, this whole thing, it's a mess. And I'll talk a little bit more just to kind of recap on what it is that this bridge project is doing or not doing and why it matters. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.